The Canadian was obviously at the end of his patience. His vigorous nature couldn't adapt to this protracted imprisonment. His facial appearance was changing by the day. His moods grew gloomier and gloomier. I had a sense of what he was suffering, because I also was gripped by homesickness. Nearly 7 months had gone by without our having any news from shore. Moreover, Captain Nemo's reclusiveness, his changed disposition, and especially his total silence since the battle with the devilfish, all made me see things in a different light. I no longer felt the enthusiasm of our first days on board. You needed to be Flemish, like Conseil, to accept these circumstances. Living in a habitat designed for cetaceans and other denizens of the deep, truly, if that gallant lad had owned gills instead of lungs, I think he would have made an outstanding fish. "Well, sir," Ned Land went on, seeing that I hadn't replied. "Well, Ned, you want me to ask Captain Nemo what he intends to do with us?"
"Yes, sir."
"Even though he has already made that clear?"
"Yes.
I want it settled once and for all. Speak just for me. Strictly on my behalf, if you want."
"But I rarely encounter him. He positively avoids me."
"All the more reason you should go look him up.